more difficult decision to make. However, the growth rate projection is down. A big reason for Susitna is gone. Industry does not seem to be feasible. I favor, as the last speaker, power development, particularly renewable resources. I support a study for smaller dam sites, and I believe that such a need exists. Thermal and wind power and careful management of our timber resources. With our per capita 1983 resources at our peak year of $7,000, how can we grant or go about a $17,000 per all Alaska capital expense, not considering cost overruns, nor is the per capita cost of $46,000 of the rail belt, for instance, a reasonable undertaking? It would be irresponsible on our falling oil economy base to go into this boom-bust resource. Is Susitna going to be a grant? My immediate long-range priorities are flexibility of the economy that will survive a boom-bust. Also, I feel that there is a 20 to 40-year look ahead for a great Anchorage university with land purchased and set aside for academic growth. Health care insurance available for all Alaskans. There is no major medical available to seriously ill individuals. The ability to survive a natural disaster and some nuclear war attacks is also a priority. I do not believe that the Susitna Dam is nothing but a detriment to surviving nuclear attacks. It would be a prime target, and its grid work would fail completely, wiping out energy to the largest population in the state. What is the cost of backup power should something like this occur? Small independent projects built where needed keeps Alaska more flexible and more likely to survive in any one disaster. With the real interest rate cost, the lack of users, the instability of worldwide oil prices, and the worldwide depression, it does not seem that the system is financially feasible. I also am concerned about the habitat, the bear, the upstream, downstream, the restriction of the caribou herd migration. The Bush Booney Railroad Belt resident finds the above four factors a large part in his yearly survival. It is a large and important resource source to Anchorage residents as well. Susitna is the least desirable project compared to other stream areas. What is the total cost of these losses? The status of land and the use of dam materials is important in any dam. Be simple, ownership and native ownership would have to be taken either by direct sale at borough assessment prices or eminent domain. The state should not be in a position of purchasing fill for the project. What is the entire cost of land acquisition? We don't need a lake made for recreation. This lake would not be a plus offsetting land costs, the cost of reclamation and the loss of wildlife. Possibility in the future to reintroduce things that we have been able to get away from, such as we would possibly have to reintroduce the income tax. We would be possibly forced in a use-or-pay situation. Being an owner of land within the Little Susitna River area, the possibility of bankruptcy by bonding rather than a grant as pay-as-you-go, ignoring a priority. I'm sorry, I do not support building of the Susitna Dam. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate your statement, and this brings our hearings to a close. Thank you all. We're here, and those who testified, and those who have listened patiently in Juneau and elsewhere, we're off.
That concludes the State Affairs hearing. I'd like to thank everyone for participating.